We'd like to look in our Bibles tonight, if you would, to the book of Exodus, chapter 17, beginning with verse 8. I know you've heard this many times, and the first time I heard this message was Brother Dempsey Henderson, the first time he came to Jewett in 1957. I'd just come out of the Air Force, and my wife, late wife, was saved during that meeting. And she was pregnant with our young second child. And she'd been a member of that church. She was a member there all 4 years we was gone. And I don't know how many years before, but she was saved. Several more, several church members saved. And so it is possible. I know I was a lost church member for 10 years. And but I'm thankful the Lord showed me and saved me by grace. And he still saves church members, if you'll acknowledge it and repent and trust the Lord.
Amen.
And our text is going to be Exodus 17, 8 through 14. And our subject will be hold up my hands. And certainly a preacher needs his hands held up.
Amen.
Fathers need their hands held up. Mothers do. Husbands, wives, all of us do. And so the Bible tells us, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Now, Amalek was against Israel, fought against them, opposed them all the way. Ever since the time they come out of Egypt to the time they got in the Promised Land. And then he was an evil man. There are still evil men in the world today, and we're going to contend with them. We have to contend with them sometime. But Amalek, he was a descendant of Esau, a great-grandson of Esau, and we know what kind of man Esau was. He wasn't concerned about his soul. He wasn't interested in the Lord, and he traded his soul for just a plate lunch, more or less, for some fond pottage. And that's very sad. But then, anyhow, Amalek came and fought with Israel, and Moses told Joshua, Joshua, you choose us out men. And go out and fight against Amalek. Tomorrow, he said, and tomorrow I'll stand upon the hill with the rod of God in my hand. And so Joshua was obedient, and he chose out those men. And then Moses, Aaron, and Hur went upon the mountain. And when Moses held up his hands, Joshua prevailed. When he let down his hands, then Amalek would prevail. And I think of mine a lot. You know, you can't hold up your hands very long without getting them down. It's hard, you're going to rest. And then, so then they set Moses down on a rock. And that rock wasn't no Patty Pew. It was hard limestone rock, I'm pretty sure. And he sat there all day long. You know, it's hard for us in a church pew, padded church pew, air conditioning, heat, whatever, for hour. But he sat there all day long. And Joshua completely discomfited him. He more than whooped him, conquered him, he discomfited him, destroyed him. And then we know that Amalek, then in Deuteronomy, I believe it's 25. I've got it wrote down here somewhere if I can find it. Deuteronomy 25, 17 to 18. God told Noah, he said, I want you to completely destroy Amalek. He said, come behind you on the way from Egypt to Canaan. And he said, attack the back ones on the back. The weak ones, the sick ones, those help the helpless. And that's what Satan does. He attacks the helpless. Those not able to resist, not only able to fight. But then that wasn't the worst thing about Amalek. But he said, and he feared not God. And if a person don't fear God, he's mad. And so may we see this great. And so Amalek, he caused King Saul to sorrow. And we'll find in 1 Samuel. We'll not turn and read all these. because we know we don't want to keep you all night. But in 1 Samuel 15, chapter 1 through 3, God told Samuel, he says, you go tell Saul to go down and whoop the Amalek, completely strong, kill everything. Don't leave anything behind. In the next verse, Lord told Samuel, said, you need to go back down there and kill him. He said, he ain't done what I told him. He didn't have no problem killing the people. But then he couldn't kill the cattle and the sheep. He wanted to save them alive. And then there, maybe for some reason or other, he saved old Agag, didn't kill him. Maybe because he's a king like him, maybe. We don't know. But anyhow, Samuel come to him and said, no, Saul met him and said, oh, I've done the same thing you told me to do. And Samuel said, what's the meaning of this blading of the sheep and blowing the cattle out here? He said, oh, they kept a few to sacrifice the Lord. He wasn't thinking about the Lord. He was thinking about Saul. He was rich in himself. And then Samuel said, it's good to sacrifice or to obey. It's better to obey than sacrifice. And then he said, bring me Agag. And so he brought Agag out, and old Agag walked up out of the hill, delicately, like a king would walk, I guess. Surely the trouble's past. You know, it's all over. I'm safe. But then Samuel took a sword and hewed him up. He didn't last long. And so when God tells us to do something, we better be sure we do it. And then old Amalek, he forsook his six soldiers when he got sick. He didn't take care of them. He just cast them aside and left them alone. And we look over in 1 Samuel chapter 30, heard in verse 30, verse 11. And this is after that thing. And he burned, come and burned the place where David stand, Ziklag, destroyed it and burned it before and captured all the people and took them away. And David's wives with them. And then the people, they was stirred up as ill, certainly expecting me. And they're about to stone David. They're about ready to kill him. And so they started out looking for him. David asked the Lord, said, shall we pursue after them? The Lord said, you pursue them, you'll overtake them. And recover all. And then so they start marching out. And they found an Egyptian. In verse 11, they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And he gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake and a fig and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again. He was about to starve to death, plus being sick, and for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of Cherethites, and upon the coast of which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And so he went on and showed David the people, and David conquered, fought them and destroyed them and conquered them. And then Amalek, he'll destroy you. He'll make you promises. And because he was certain of the devil and followed and worked for Satan. And then we find that he called the spies to bring back evil report. In Numbers 13, we find that the spies were sent out, and they came back, and they couldn't say the land he brought the fruit. Whether it took two men to carry one cluster of grapes between them on a pole, like we used to see pictures of Indians, how they carried the deers when they harvest them. But yet, they said, we can't make it. Joshua and Caleb said, we can make it. And the Lord will help us. They'll just be food for us, meat for us. And they said, no, we can't. And so when it's 10 to 2, you're 10, you'll win. And so they won. And certainly brought God's judgment upon them. And a great plague killed all them that didn't go, that come back with a evil report. But then The rest of them said, "We're here. We'll just go on anyhow." Moses said, "No, I wouldn't do it." He said, "You can't make it. You'll be defeated." He said, "The Lord ain't gonna be with you." But they decided to go anyway, and without just disregarding Moses. And they knew that Moses was a great leader. They knew what Moses said usually worked, right? But they said that they went up and they're defeated. And again, they said, "Let's just make us a king." They did this, sir, but I will. And take us back to Egypt. We'll just go back to Egypt. And with that wasn't what the Lord wanted them either. And so, may the Lord help us to see and not follow these routes.
Amen.
But let us hold up our pastor's hands.
Amen.
Hold up our children's hands. And with that, today, the most neglected people is elderly and children because they're helpless and they're weak. And but today we know that children are being forsaken.
Good.
And I'll just tell you something. The Lord gave us 4 children. We raised 2. And let 2 grow up. Those 2 we raised, checks on us every week. Called us, come see us. Those that grew up, they never check on us. That's sad. That's what happened. And so may the Lord help us. And our children are a treasure. And may the Lord help us see that.
Amen.
So then, but let me tell you, young preacher, something. Wherever or whenever the Lord sends you to a church to be under shepherd of one of his flocks, just remember this, that Satan will be there when you get there. He'll be dug in, and he'll be ready, and he'll have a great defense, and he'll defeat you if you get away from the Lord. So may you remember that.